Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here in Sault Ste. Marie, where the Hounds shut out the Kitchener Rangers and really just held the Rangers' high-flying offense of late at bay. I got to think that the Sioux coaching staff is going to be quite pleased with the defensive effort from the Hounds today, because the Rangers really didn't have much in the way of grade A chances for sure, and overall just 19 shots on goal. This one was scoreless through the opening period and pretty even in shots. In fact, the Rangers had a 9-7 advantage at that point. In the second, Justin Dazzotti would score 2:31 in, Dazzotti's third of the season, from Christopher Brown and Caden Carlisle. It was 1-0 for the Sioux, and who would have thought then that that goal from Dazzotti would stand up as the winner, but it did. In the third, Jack Beck would double the lead, Beck's 21st of the season, from Bryce McConnell Barker and Gavin Hayes at 12:58, made it 2-0 for the Hounds. And then Jordan Dintino into an empty net, Dintino's 19th, from Artu Karki and Jack Beck. It came with a minute 40 to play, and the Sioux beat the Rangers 3-0. Kitchener goes 0-4 on the Channers power play today. The Hounds go 0-2, and the Sioux outshoot Kitchener 26-19. Post-game coverage is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in the Sioux, where the Rangers fall 3-0 to the Hounds, and Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Hocusson. Coach, Sault Ste. Marie was able to hold your team to 19 shots. It looked like it was a frustrating game for your hockey club.
Yeah, we played one period, the first period. That's actually, I thought we played pretty well. We didn't give them much. We got our chance. We were missing the net, though. But then after second and third period, we weren't going to the net. Even our power play, we got plenty of chances. Puck bouncing, we weren't there where you have to be if you want to win a game like this. That's exactly. And when we had the chances, we knew against this kind of game, you won't get them. They play up-tempo hockey. But then you have to be really smart with the puck, move it, but then you have to win the battles to the net front. And we weren't shooting. That's the biggest thing we're missing. We had two-on-ones. We try to pass. We don't get a shot. A lot of bad things in this game, but we have to learn, and still 10 games before playoffs.
They didn't give you second and third chances. It was kind of one and done. Is that something that you can learn from this game?
Well, yeah, if you miss the net or you're not going to the net, you won't get second or third chances if you don't do that. Like, that's a given, and you have to work harder to get there.
I thought Parsons gave you another quality start tonight, Coach.
Yeah, he played good. He played good. We have good goaltending, and that's a good thing. Their goalie played good too, but still I was disappointed in our offense.
Appreciate, as always, Coach, a few minutes of your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. UC Ahokas with some post-game thoughts following a 3-0 loss here in Sault Ste. Marie. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie, where the Rangers fall 3-0 to the Hounds, give the Sioux 5 wins in their past 6, snapping the Rangers 5-game winning streak, and Kitchener drops the season series here in the Sioux 3-1. These teams, if they see each other again, it'll be in the second round of the OHL playoffs. On our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard, well, we'll get to that in a moment because Paul Fixter has found Justin Botno ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm at ice level with Justin Botno. Justin, it looked like it was a frustrating game out there.
Yeah, I mean, getting shutouts obviously not fun. Yeah, I think they're working hard, so yeah, it was frustrating.
Is there a lesson that can be learned for the hockey club in this game, from this game?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a playoff-type game. They were working. I think we were working at times, but I think consistency with the work ethic could have been better tonight. It's definitely something to learn from, but hopefully we'll see them in playoffs and get another chance at them.
What does a team have to do to battle through to get second and third chances? It seems like once you got in, you'd get one shot, and then that was it. How do you get to that dirty ice area?
Yeah, we just weren't driving the net as much as we should have been. The past five games, we've been scoring more, and I think we've been driving the net, getting to the net, battling. And I don't think it was there for us tonight. I think we could have battled a little more, got to the net more, and drive to the net a little more. But, yeah, it happened. We'll see him again.
Justin, last question I have for you. They had a real nice day today, pink in the rink for your billet mom. Any words that you'd like to send back to Kitchener if she's listening?
Yeah, well, she's a great billet mom. She's a great mom to her kids as well. It's doing good, and it's for a good cause. So, yeah, I'm proud of her. She's really fighting through it, and she's made me feel like home for the year and a half I've been there. So, yeah, just a great lady, great billet mom, great woman, and, yeah.
I'm sure she's proud of you and the efforts that you put forth on a nightly basis. Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks, Paul. Justin Botno with his post-game thoughts as the Rangers fall 3-0 here in the Sioux. Post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
The Kitchener Rangers five-game winning streak comes to an end this afternoon here in the Sioux as Kitchener is shut out for just the second time this season. 3-0 the final. The Greyhounds over the Rangers. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. An assist on the game-winning goal and a strong game defensively for Caden Carlisle makes him the third star of this game. The guy who scored the game-winning goal, and it came early in the second and stood up as the winner. Justin Dizzotti is star number two. And the guy who put in the shutout, albeit on just 19 saves here today, Charlie Schenkel, is the first star of this game, his 19-save performance. So your three stars, a home team sweep, Schenkel, Dizzotti, and Carlisle. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We're back to wrap from GFL Memorial Gardens, where the Sioux beat the Rangers 3-0 on the scoreboard and in the three stars. This is post-game coverage for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And some final thoughts here from GFL Memorial Gardens, where the Rangers went 0-2 up here this season, and they lost one at home against this Sioux team as the Hounds take the season series 3-1. But more than anything, a 3-0 final here this afternoon. More than anything, Paul, this is, I think, a little lesson for the Kitchener Rangers in what life is going to be like 11 games from now when the playoffs begin.
Yeah, I think this one's pretty easy to summarize, and I can do it quickly, Mike, in that the Rangers didn't compete hard enough for the entirety of the game. The coach liked the first period. I thought the first period was okay. After that, there just was not enough compete, and you have to battle through tough defensive play, and that's what Sault Ste. Marie showed them.
Coming back home for a pair of home games versus the London Knights, we always know that one's fun. And then how about the 80s reunion next Sunday versus Kingston? Big two games at home on the weekend.
I'm really looking forward to the game against London, obviously, for it's just that London series that, you know, is always fun. But then I'm really looking forward to Sunday to seeing some
old faces that I haven't seen in some time, including my ex-partner when we played Junior B, Scott Stevens.
My goodness. There is going to be some star power at the Memorial Auditorium for that game next Sunday versus Kingston. So plenty of reason, as if you needed more, to come to the rink when the Rangers return home for two games on the weekend. Here in the Sioux, they fall 3-0 on this Sunday afternoon. We head back home for that game versus London on Friday night. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Sunday afternoon from GFL Memorial Gardens in beautiful Sault Ste. Marie.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.